Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Of relatively newer acts in the industry, Joeboy is one of the most hardworking and talented. You likely know his singles such as Faji and Bese from a couple of years ago. And only a year ago, he released his first EP, 11 Light, that's around November 2019, I think. And he's already an award-winning musician, having won the Best Artist in African Pop at the 2019 All Africa Music Awards and Best Pop at the 2020 Sound City MVP Awards Festival. Hopefully everybody is doing good, my people, how you doing? So we're back with another album review, and of course, it's for Joeboy. Do visit the website Motomoto Music and check out more album reviews, as well as there's a PayPal icon there. Your donations keep this podcast going, so I appreciate everybody that contributes something to this podcast.
The latest African album review is
Joeboy's debut album that I'm reviewing is titled Somewhere Between Beauty and Magic. It was released on February 4th, 2021 by Banco Music under exclusive license to Empower Africa Limited. It has 14 songs, no features, interesting, and multiple producer placements including beats by KO, Semzi, Moji, Big Fish, Tempo, and more. The album cover sees Joeboy sitting on a rock, likely by the sea or a lake of some sort, and that forms the backdrop with what looks like numerous islands fading into the background. It's beautiful. And it fits perfectly with the album title because it makes you wonder where that is and if you can find your way there. Surely it must be somewhere between beauty and magic.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Somewhere Between Beauty and Magic opens up with Count Me Out, and it's more like an intro. I would say it's a dedication to Joeboy's journey from a nobody to someone who is one of the most recognizable voices in African music over the last 2 years or so. He basically addresses the haters and doubters that said he would amount to nothing and says, "Look at me now. You don't have anything to say anymore." I really liked that. The grooviness of songs such as Number One was exactly the Joeboy I love to hear. He tells his love interest to come closer because she's number one, not number two. The bass guitar borrows its feel from that, almost like Congolese Roomba side of things. And did you realize that Joeboy actually has another totally different song alongside Tanzania's Nandi called Number One? And it was released earlier this year in January too, so they're only a few weeks apart. I found that quite interesting. And just thought I'd mention that. I'd also add the song Show Me to the same group. It has a consistency from start to finish, which is upper mid-tempo, so, you know, it's a bit pacey, and I like that. One song you may recognize already is Lonely, and it was the first single from this album to be released, I think, 3 months ago or so, and it's got some visuals, like an official video, probably two or three visualizers, a dance video too, I think, so, yeah. That song has been around for a little while, and it's done pretty well, really well sung. But yeah, it's a recognizable one on this album. The chorus backing vocals on the song Police really caught my attention, together with the sultry guitar that accentuates the tail end of the chorus. It's actually a really sad song. And dude says, "You only call me when you only want to have sex or when you want to confess." I don't know, confess about what, but okay. Basically, it's on her terms, and sounds like she has a bae or other bays, but she isn't really keen on being with Joeboy in the long term, but at the same time she doesn't want to let him go, so she only thinks about him when maybe she has a fight with her boyfie or something, I don't know. And Joeboy sings, "You can't keep using me or else I'll call the police." Dare I say, there isn't much conviction in his word, and it sounds like he somehow likes the thrill of this half-assed relationship. It's ridiculous, man. Can I mention how clean the snare on the song Runaway was? I mean, the song itself is a wonderful celebration of love at its most beautiful, and it details a young man that has discovered the allure of a woman beyond physical looks, and to him it's a marvel to be able to enjoy the true depths of human wonderfulness. O'Shea probably has the easiest and catchiest chorus on this album. I don't even have to hear much, but he repeats and harmonizes the word O'Shea a number of times with some sound ad-libs that just fit the mix perfectly. By this point of the album, I accepted that most of the songs are really themed around love and relationships, but that still didn't stop the wonderful surprises coming, such as the song Sugar Mama, which to me spells a dangerous love, where he has a cougar on speed dial and she buys him whatever he wants, she flies him everywhere, and all she wants in return is good D. I rest my case, man.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
You get a number of themes that are really centered around love and relationships and interactions thereof, like infatuation, sex, seductive dancing on the dance floor, having some fun and just, you know, trying to target somebody who's caught your eye, you know, stuff like that. I found it interesting to have inclusions such as the violin as an instrument on this album. I don't think it's an instrument we really talk about much in African music, but loved the feature there. And there's a lot of guitar on here, as I've come to appreciate of a lot of Nigerian music in recent times, especially from the younger acts, like they really utilize that guitar well. The length of songs on Somewhere Between Beauty and Magic is between 1 minute 48, which is Count Me Out, I think that's the first one, and the longest one is 3 minutes 9 seconds. The album is well optimized for streaming success by priming the listener from the opener, and most of the songs are really around the maybe 2 minutes 20, 2 minutes 30 second mark. Somewhere Between Beauty and Magic occupies a space between contemporary Afropop R&B and Afro beats. This is then elevated by sprinkles of Afro House, which makes for some of the faster songs on the project, like Oh. I really appreciated that Joe Boy decided against having features. He could have easily called on Mr. Easy by having a direct line to him, or anyone else for that matter, but he walked this one by himself. I highly respect that because he held his own throughout, and we really got an unfiltered and HD view of, maybe 8K view of Joe Boy. Joe Boy's singing style is very interesting to me. He tends to tail his words with whisper-like vocals that smooth off the overall feel of his delivery, so it sounds really, really smooth. It does remind me of an artist like Amare, who stylistically is quite original herself. Joe Boy won't necessarily hit extremely high notes or volumes in that delivery, but the sweetness of the outcome is out of this world, and it just places him as one of those upper echelon musicians. I would love to see his mic techniques while recording, because I think they have a lot to do with that outcome, besides the obvious talent. The mixing and mastering on Somewhere Between Beauty and Magic were wonderful, to say the least. The nuances made it awesome to listen a second and a third time and pick up on things I'd missed on the beat or vocals the first time. There's some wonderful delay on songs like Consent that brought Joe Boy's vocals to life and occupied the blank space as well, so that there wasn't maybe just that silence, even if it's for like a second or two. All this contributed to a great sonic experience for me. Maybe my only critique would be to explore a wider variety of topics, and that could elevate future projects to a whole other level. I do appreciate the consistent theming here and the comfort in doing so. So I don't even think it's a bad thing. I just think it's something like maybe for future projects, if it's a way to take it to another level. Yeah, I think that'll be good.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I'd say we're staring at a top 5 album of the foreseeable future in 2021. It's still early days, but this is definitely the best album I've heard this year so far, and that's even underselling it in many ways. The compositions from track 1 right through to 14 left me feeling like this is exactly what I want in a project from an artist this blessed with talent and his connections, especially through Empower Africa and Mr. Easy. My favorite songs on Somewhere Between Beauty and Magic are a lot. Oshé, Number One, Police, Runaway, Lonely, Show Me, Oh, Sugar Mama. Yeah, top tune. Celebration, Door, Consent, and Better Think. I think I named the whole album. That's a good like 92% of the album. Otherwise, you know what, it's a no skips project really. Time goes by fast while you're listening to this. And if you're somebody who's into Afropop, especially that contemporary Afropop R&B, artists like Thames, Oxlade, you know, Fireboy DML, Armoray, you probably like this. It's a good project, man. It's a really good project. And for a debut album, Joyboy knocked it out of the park. It's amazing. Listen to it. It's available online everywhere. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.